is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So I said actually earlier tonight that I had a taser-related story. We never got to it. And then maybe we'll get to the story about a man who was arrested. Is he arrested? Anyway, a guy who got in trouble for over garbage, canceling his garbage service. We'll get to that first. From the CBC in Canada, Montreal police used taser weapons inappropriately more than 10 times in the last 2 years, violating their code of conduct, according to a Radio Canada investigation. Documents obtained through access to information requests show that of the 53 occasions in which Montreal police fired stun guns in 2006 and 2007, 11 of those occasions did not meet the force's criteria for using tasers. That's about 1 in 5. Incident reports show that police used stun guns on people who refused to comply or who put up passive physical resistance. Montreal public security guidelines say police should use stun guns only on aggressive people or on suspects who actively resist arrest, which, again, as we talked about in the beginning of the show, was the original intention for using tasers. It was when someone was about to harm the police, and normally they would use a gun to stop them or some other form of violence. This would allow them to preserve that person's life as opposed to putting a bullet in their head or their chest. But now they are there
to protect and serve, you know.
Now they're using it for pain compliance. Now the government people are saying, well, we're aware of the problem. There are many cases, maybe cases in which people didn't use them adequately. This is not acceptable for us, said one of the spokes bureaucrats. And people have recourse, and I encourage them to follow up on those options. Officers are briefed on the force's taser guidelines in a 2-day course, but they may not be fully prepared to use them, said one of the experts. The officer said, is it a training issue or is it a training issue? Is it that the officer was surprised by the type of the event he's facing and perhaps showed a lack of judgment or simply poor training and that he used it inadequately? That's also in the domain of possibilities. So they've all got all...
It's called poor training when an officer uses violence against a citizen. But when a citizen uses violence against an officer, it's an incarceratable offense.
Right. So they're investigating, Mark, as they always do. The Montreal Police Force owns 16 taser weapons, blah, 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 blah. So there you go. So 1 out of 5 incidents in Montreal, at least, are completely not by the book, by their own admission. But it's not like they're doing anything about it. He says that you have recourse. This is their expert that says, the police guy, he says, you've got resource, citizens. Recourse, rather. You should follow up on those options. Which means that you have to probably fund the lawsuit yourself. You have to go and find a lawyer that's
right.
Willing to sue the police. And
file a lawsuit against the police, on the other hand. And the government will, or the union will cover their, you know, their expenses.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no
problem.
And
by the way, the union negotiates with the government, and we, the people, pay the union, you know, pay what the union demands. So the union gets funded by us.
Yeah, you're paying for their defense, basically. You're paying to file the case, you're paying to prosecute the case, and you're paying for them to defend themselves.
Yeah.
So they're, even though they are admitting that they have been using their tasers inappropriately, there's nothing that's going to happen as a result of it. Now, Canadian critics have been calling for a moratorium on tasers. The amount of calls for that moratorium apparently is intensifying, so that could be a little bit...
I don't know that makes a lot of sense. I mean, when you think about a moratorium on tasers, well, what's that going to leave them with? Billy clubs and guns.
Yeah. It's just all bad. The police are just out of control. They have way too much power, and it goes right to their heads. In fact, we were talking earlier about how the police, the job of policemen inevitably attracts the sadists... And those who are prone to corruption.
Not all of them, but, you know, in some cases, if that's what you wanted to do, if you wanted to be a little petty dictator and wield power over somebody, that's a place you could go to do just that.
Or if you want to make yourself a little bit of money in the black market like these cops from StopTheDrugWar.org in Los Angeles, an L.A. County probation officer was arrested over the weekend in a major federal drug bust. that netted a dozen people in the San Gabriel and Pomona Valleys. Probation officer Crystal Dillard was arrested along with her boyfriend, Jaron Johns, whom authorities identified as a member of the Crips. She's accused of participating in multiple crack cocaine sales. This is a probation officer. Dillard and Johns appeared in a 17-count indictment accusing 23 defendants of participating in a ring that sold marijuana, cocaine, and crack cocaine. Dillard is accusing of making drug drops at various locations where Johnson would pick them up and deliver them to a person who turned out to be a confidential informant. Dillard and Johns are now in federal custody. Or in Pittsburgh, where a former South Fayette Township patrolman awaits sentencing after pleading guilty to conspiring to distribute cocaine. Bernard Galling and his friend Michael Mons were arrested in July upon receiving 9 pounds of cocaine in a FedEx shipment. Mons was sentenced last Friday to 57 months in federal prison, and Galling will be sentenced May 23rd. He faces more time than Mons because he was in uniform when he picked up the package and thus carried a gun during the commission of a drug offense. Which I consider asinine, by the way. The idea that having a gun is somehow, you know, makes it worse that you're a drug dealer.
Yeah, I don't completely understand that either. My Second Amendment to the, you know, my Bill of Rights says that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So therefore, as far as I'm concerned, you know, you can make whatever drugs you happen to make illegal. I don't see making the guns illegal or making it a bigger offense in carrying a gun. Carrying a gun's a man's right.
Yeah, he didn't use the gun. He was just carrying it. And drug dealers need to defend themselves, too. I mean, you don't want a drug deal to go bad and end up dead. If you could have been, you know, gun could have saved your life. Anyway, just a couple corrupt cop stories for you. Usually there's more than that. I guess it was a light week. They only found 2 cops in America this week that were corrupt, or at least that we found out about. At least that were facing charges.
That hit the news.
Yeah. And there's never a shortage. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We go to Jeremy in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, do you think Ron Paul's got a chance or what?
I don't know. Anything can happen.
I think his chances have gone up this week with McCain getting caught in bed with a lobbyist, literally. it seems to me that he has a better chance of getting the nomination. Huckabee still has more delegates than Ron Paul does, but anything could happen.
Yeah, I love you guys. Keep up the good work.
Was that all you had, Jeremy?
Yeah, that's it, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. It's certainly the history of libertarian campaigns, liberty-oriented campaigns, have not been very good, not been very successful. The Ron Paul campaign, I think, has been a success simply based on comparison to past campaigns. He's been far more successful than any other libertarian candidate ever has. So I think you could chalk up his campaign as a success from that aspect already. Mm-hmm. Whether or not he actually ends up getting the nomination, that's another question. It seems like everything is stacked against him as much as it possibly can be. But then again, you know, it ain't over till it's over, right?
Yeah, it truly isn't. And
stranger things have occurred.
They're absolutely true. I'm all for him. Hope he makes it.
And we will certainly be paying close attention. Does anybody know when the primary is down in Texas?
No.
Not the presidential primary, but the one for his congressional office? I heard today that I heard today that he has $1 million for his congressional campaign down there.
I'm sure that it's probably the best funded year. Yeah, he's just gotten a lot of press, you know.
And he's still, as always, I mean, was he a 9-term, 10-term congressman?
I think
he's 10. He's always doing well in the polls down in Texas. And from what I saw at LouRockwell.com today, still doing very well. This I guess, challenger that he has down there. I don't know the guy's name, but the neocon, basically, the neoconservative that's challenging him. He's pulling about 20% in the polls. Ron is getting about 60%, and the other 20% is undecided. So it looks like it's pretty much in the bag for Ron at this point, which is good, because if he wins that particular contest, he can go back to focusing back on the presidential campaign, hopefully, at least. So we'll keep you up to date and in the loop as we continue to learn more about what's going on with the Ron Paul campaign. Stephen Greenhut at LouRockwell.com asks, what kind of society rips a 17-year-old autistic boy from his loving home and places him in a state-run mental institution where he's given heavy doses of drugs, kept physically restrained, kept away from his family, deprived of books and other mental stimulation, and is left alone to rot? What kind of society would do something like that, Mark? We'll find out here in a moment.
Guessing this one.
You can take control and bring up what you want as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in '08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is in here with you. Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. They, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's about, and there's a bit of controversy that has bubbled up here within the last few hours. I posted a poll on our website. You can go to poll.freetalklive.com. That's like the poll you vote in, P-O-L-L. Go to poll.freetalklive.com to cast your vote. The question is, should babies be banned from the shrine? Right now, there are two entries on the Shrine of Female Listeners of females that are way too young to possibly be listeners to the show. They might hear the show, but they couldn't possibly listen to it because they probably don't understand much of English at this point.
Are you a behaviorist?
Sorry?
Are you a behaviorist? Do you know this to be true?
No, but I'm pretty sure that they don't understand the things that we're talking about, the concepts we're saying. They certainly aren't old enough to submit their own photo. They aren't old enough to photograph themselves. So those are kind of my points here. I am advocating that at this point, considering the purpose of the Shrine of Female Listeners is to show off the ladies that listen to the show, specifically one of the reasons why we have the Shrine is to show it to the radio program directors to show them that this isn't just a show that's listened to by men. And to have babies on the Shrine, I think, maybe doesn't make it as serious of a
website. It's called a Shrine of Female Listeners. What qualifies someone to be on the Shrine of Female Listeners is that they be a female and a listener. And they're listening.
Now they're hearing it.
Now you get to define what the difference is between hearing and listening.
There's a difference.
From their baby standpoint, they are listening. They are listening as well as a baby can listen. And as a matter of fact, I believe that one of the comments on there on one of the babies is that one of the little girls can't go to sleep unless she hears my dulcet tones
every
single night. So are you saying this child, that's the claim of the parent, I can only assume it's true. Are you saying that child's not listening?
Yeah, I think listening to some extent involves comprehension, and I don't think these people are comprehending. These babies are comprehending what they're hearing. I understand it's cute to see babies on there.
It's not like it's become, the Shrine of Baby Listeners
or anything
like that. But what if it
did? What if next week we had a glut of baby submissions, and all of a sudden there's five babies in a row on the Shrine? That's not going to be very impressive to a program director. They don't want babies listening to their talk stations.
Okay,
five babies
still wouldn't be an issue on the Shrine of Female Listeners. So there are dozens and dozens and dozens of women on there that have sent us their pictures. And five babies wouldn't be an issue. And they know that there are parents out there that gave birth to that baby that put a Free Talk Live sign in front of that baby because each of these babies would have to be validated. So they know that at the very least that there are parents there that care enough to send a picture of their kid with a sign. So I'm all for female baby pictures on the Shrine of Female Listeners.
We're also taking their word that they are indeed females. Because how can you tell? I mean, a baby's a baby. They all look the same to me.
I would agree, but we don't question any of the genders of any of the women. We have not asked any of the women to send pictures of their genitals in order to be on the Shrine of Female Listeners. So I don't think that there should be any kind of special requirements for babies.
No, I just don't think they should be allowed. That's what that's kind of the conclusion I have drawn, and I would love to hear you weigh in. You can either call in or post on the poll. Go to poll.freetalklive.com to cast your vote. There's no guaranteeing that I will care about what the results are, but I do take it under advisement. I'm leaning towards getting rid of the babies from the Shrine, but then again, I could be convinced otherwise. So, poll.freetalklive.com.
By the way, people, his decision will not be swayed by anything I say. Me talking about the babies and how I support them is only going to be detrimental to keeping the babies there. So you have to react to what Ian says. You cannot expect that just simply because I support it that there's going to be any decision there. He'll do it just to spite me.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. Now back to the story here. Steve Greenhut at LouRockwell.com asked, well, what kind of society would rip a 17-year-old autistic boy from his loving home and place him in a state-run mental institution where he's given heavy doses of drugs, physically restrained, away from his family, and deprived of even books and other mental stimulation? Certainly not a free or humane one. Yep, that's exactly what's happened to Nate. I'm going to try his last name, Seglin, T-S-E-G-L-I-N, Seglin. I'm presuming the T is silent. After a teacher called Child Protective Services, the county agency charged with protecting children from many forms of abuse and given power to remove children from their family homes under certain circumstances. The teacher reported seeing self-inflicted scratches on Nate's body and complained about the doctor-approved arm restraints his parents used to keep Nate from hurting himself. Nate remains in Fairview Developmental Center in Costa Mesa, labeled a danger to himself and others, while his parents fight a lonely battle to bring their son back home. So again, this guy's got autism. And I'm no expert when it comes to autism, but I understand that the kids aren't quite in control of themselves. He might not really want to be scratching himself, but he does it anyway because he's got a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they have to tie him down to prevent him from doing that. And the state says, well, you can't do that. After the complaint, social workers intervened and decided the judgment of a psychologist, not the judgment of a psychologist who examined Nate's records, but never even met the boy, trumped a lifetime of treatment and experiences by his parents. Without prior notice, the San Diego Health and Human Services Agency social worker, with the aid of law enforcement, forcibly removed a struggling and terrified autistic boy from his home while his mother and father, who are Russian Jewish immigrants, and Nate's younger brother stood by helplessly.
God.
According to the complaint from the parents, who've since moved to Irvine to be near Nate, according to a report filed with the court.
Yeah, these sound like really terrible people if they're moving, they're picking up and moving in order to be closer to their autistic son that's been taken away from them.
The forced removal came after the Seglins came to loggerheads with the government over Nate's proper treatment. The parents are opposed to the use of psychotropic drugs and argue that Nate has had strong negative reactions to them. They point to success that they've had with an alternative holistic approach that focuses on diet and psychiatric counseling.
This isn't going to go well.
The government disagreed, so it took the boy away from home and initially placed him in a group home, where he had the same negative reaction to the drugs that his parents predicted would happen. Of course, once social workers are involved in a family, they're reluctant to relinquish their power, something I found in every Child Protective Services case I've ever written about. And even though the court determined that the evidence is clear, the parents have always stood by and tried to help their son, the court sided with
the Child Protective Services.
The government. And that's another common theme from these closed family court proceedings. The social worker's words are taken as gospel, and the parents are treated like enemies and given little chance to defend themselves. Sounds almost like what happens with these drug re-legalization efforts, where it doesn't matter what the persuasive arguments are from the decriminalization advocates, as long as one police chief says it should stay, it stays.
Right. You know, you've managed to make whatever small hurdles it takes to get hired by the government, and suddenly everything you say, you know, is just true. And we citizens, well, we just have to suck it up.
The details are complicated and discouraging, but essentially the parents were cut out of any decision-making regarding their son. They were given only short visits with him. After he ran away from the group home, the government transferred Nate to a mental hospital. The Seglins say the drugs the hal gave Nate caused him to have a grand mal seizure, and his health has continued to deteriorate while he languishes in a government mental facility. Well, then they went to visit him over the summer. We'll tell you what they found here in moments. 800-259-9231. It wasn't good. This is Free Talk Live.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com. Today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tapteo is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tapteo allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tapteo enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tapteo and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features there we give away. And you can enjoy those for free, including the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through, serious issues to fun stuff, all being discussed for free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is the major sponsor of Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live would certainly not be the radio show that it is today without Jason Osborne and SACL CAI. If you have a business and that business can benefit in any way through collections, SACL CAI does collections. They do early out billing and they purchase charged off receivables. You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's freetalklive.com, SACL CAI.
All right, 800-259-9231, continuing the story of a young autistic boy, teenager, 17 years old, who was ripped from his home by a certain governmental organization that you might be familiar with. They have a version of this in, I believe, all 50 states. Child Protective Services. They came in to protect this child from his parents. Now you're thinking to yourself, you're just tuning in, well, parents must have been abusing him. They must have been just starving him and locking him in cages and doing just terrible, awful things. No, his parents have been with him his whole life, and they love him very, very much. It's just that he's autistic, and the way that manifests itself with young Nate Seglin is that he could hurt himself. And he self-inflicted, for instance, scratches on his own body. And so they bought some doctor-approved arm restraints for him. And it was those arm restraints that got everything started. That the state government people did not like that very much. And they examined they had a state psychologist examine Nate's records. Without even seeing the boy or meeting the boy, he decided that he should be taken from his parents. They forced They forced him out of his home. They stole him from them. They then locked him into a group home. He then ran away from that group home. And let's see, essentially, the parents were cut out of any decision-making regarding their son. They were given only short visits with him. After he ran away from the group home, the government then transferred him to a mental hospital. They say that the drugs that they gave Nate caused him to have a grand mal seizure. Now, this goes back to something earlier in the story where the parents and the government also disagreed on the method of treatment for this particular autism, to where they don't like psychotropic medication. They did not want to give their son meds.
Right.
They wanted to put him on a holistic solution.
I think that this this really comes down to parenting. Does the government get to decide who, you know, how your child is treated as far as medical concerns?
They apparently
do.
I
mean, I think that it's a little nutty. There's certain religions out there that don't believe in medicine at all. They simply will not take their you know, their kids to the doctor or hospital if they're sick and the kids could die. But you know, who loses there? I guess. I mean, you know,
the kids lose.
The kids certainly lose. You know, they maybe they could have been saved by medicine. I'm going to assume that's true, but I think that society loses if the government steps in and tells people how they can parent.
It's a slippery slope.
It's absolutely a slippery slope. If they can tell you how your child is treated medically, then they can tell you, well, whether or not you get vaccines. If they can tell you whether or not you get... Yeah. If they can tell you vaccines, then what about their diet? It's an important part of health.
Yeah. Got to keep these kids healthy, Mark.
You know, what about how much water they drink in a given day?
Sure.
What about, once you start talking about health, what about mental health? You have to treat these child in certain manners. You can't paddle them. You can't do whatever.
So when they visited their son over the summer, they found his face had swollen. He faded in and out of consciousness and was suffering from convulsions. Remember, they're giving him drugs at this mental institution. The state is giving him these psychotropic medications that his parents, having raised him for 17 years, his parents have said he doesn't respond very well to.
Right.
Well, the state doesn't care.
Or something.
They don't care. They're going to do what they're going to do. And so he's fading in and out of consciousness, suffering from convulsions. They believe he'd been beaten and are worried about sexual abuse, given that he's housed with the criminally insane.
Right, and that's a real issue. I don't know whether it was the orderlies that beat him or what, you know, I'm going to assume that the parents know what they're talking about in this circumstance. But, you know, how about inmates? This is it's a hospital for the criminally insane. This boy could be... All kinds of terrible things could happen to him.
The Seglins claim Child Protective Services has told them they have the wrong set of beliefs and even threatened to force them to undergo court-ordered psychological evaluation. The agency at
These
one
people are drunk with power.
The agency at one point suspended the parents' visitations as a way to assist them in coming to grips regarding their son. The Seglins, as former citizens of the Soviet Union, have good reason to be fearful of the authorities, but they tell me they experienced nothing of this sort in the former communist nation. If their descriptions are correct, then the Soviets weren't the only ones who know how to create a totalitarian bureaucracy. The family's legal argument is persuasive. According to them, Reva and her husband have cared for Nate in their home for his entire life until he was dragged kicking and screaming away from his parents. The court found it was very impressive that the parents were able to maintain Nate in the home for the better part of a decade when he was having some severe behavioral difficulties.
They love him.
The court found further that when the parents put Nate on a more holistic approach and ignored the professional opinions, that for a period of time, Nate responded very well to that. Even though Nate subsequently deteriorated, the court found that he fared no differently using the more traditional medical approach. In short, this case turns on value judgments, such as whether it's preferable for Nate to be maintained in his own home, subject to occasional physical restraint, surrounded by the love and devotion of his parents and brother, or whether Nate should be placed in a locked facility, subject to occasional physical restraint and constant chemical restraint, surrounded by strangers and a burden to the California taxpayer. The real issue in this case is that the agency and some medical personnel believe their opinions regarding Nate's treatment are better than the parents' choices and have sought the judicial intervention to override the parents' decisions regarding their son. They know what's best. In a free society, individuals and families get to make those judgments and decisions. As the Seglins argue, Riva has a right to raise her child, Nate, free from government interference, as long as he's not at risk of physical, sexual, emotional abuse, neglect, or exploitation. Sure, the state can and does intervene when parents are accused of abusing or neglecting their children. There are many problems and injustices even in those cases. But at least it's understandable when the government intervenes to protect a potentially threatened child. But in this case, the state is simply saying that it knows best, that no matter how diligently a boy's parents have worked to provide the best possible care for him, that officials get the final say. And the government's choice of mandatory incarceration seems harsh and cruel, which shouldn't surprise anyone given the basic nature of government. And at last check,
that's the God's honest truth, because government really only has one card to play. They have the force and violence. Maybe you could call it three cards. They have the threats, they have fines, and they have incarceration.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't go with that, they use force. So maybe it's four cards, but it's all the same sort of thing. It's threats and violence. Kidnapping.
Yep, there's no persuasion involved here, Mark. It's not, oh, we think you're doing the wrong thing.
And here's why you're doing the wrong thing.
At last check, says Mr. Greenhut, autism is not a crime. It's time to free Nate Seglin and return him to the love and care of his parents. What are they going to do when he turns 18? He's in a mental institution. They're probably not just going to let him out on the street, right?
They'll probably just leave him there. What do they care?
Right. They're getting funded for every single person they have in there, aren't they?
Yeah.
Isn't that usually how it works?
Yes. Absolutely.
So they have zero incentive
and
to release this young boy.
The people that fund them, the legislature of whatever state this is.
Well, it's the taxpayers that fund them.
Right. But the legislators, direct the funds. They don't care. It doesn't matter to them. It's not their money. It's the taxpayers. And the taxpayers, they don't know about this. Largely, they're busy out there trying to work enough so that they can pay for this crap. I'd say 50% of our money goes in taxes, and I've seen numbers.
That's more than that.
Yeah, I've seen numbers higher on up to 80%. I know they say that countries like Sweden and that kind of thing, those have the high tax brackets, and we don't. But what they fail to take into consideration is all the money that we pay out in federal income tax, state sales tax, state property tax, local property tax. Gasoline tax.
Oh, it just goes on and on.
It's incredible the amount of money that we pay out. And then don't forget that all the taxes that go in, essentially every fee that you pay to get your driver's license, your license plate, your renewal, all that other stuff, those are all taxes on top of that crap.
It's all money that you could have kept.
Yep.
800-259-9231. Speaking of money, Nate Seglin's parents are going to have to fund all of this on their own. I mean, whatever court cases they have to go through to try to get their son back, they're going to be the ones paying out to try to prove that they should be able to take care of their own son. 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com, that's SpyVille.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We only have a few moments remaining, but you just might be able to sneak your call in if you make it now at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away the features there. If you like the show, want to help us out, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com. And if you would like to win the third banner on our website for an entire month, you could promote pretty much anything you want to promote, your website, your favorite band, I don't know, your product, your service, whatever. You'll get the banner if you're the winner of the auction. It's going on right now. Go to auction.freetalklive.com to place your bid. I think it was only at about $20 the last time I looked. So $20 for a month's ad on our website, that's not too shabby. Head on over to auction.freetalklive.com. We continue here with your phone calls. Let's talk to Jason in Tennessee. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, my wife and I were listening to your broadcast, and she brought up a question. She is a social worker and has a curiosity of how you would actually handle the situation you were talking about with a child of autism in a free market solution.
I'd leave him with his parents. And his parents were handling the situation just fine. It's the government decided to step in and ruin their lives.
Right.
Yeah, I think this comes down to, I mean, obviously there are children out there that are abused. And what do we do about that? And now, Ian does have a solution. I don't. I've got to say I don't. I think that, you know, the best we can do is have some kind of, you know, leave it to the police, you know, to investigate complaints and that kind of thing. Leave the child with them until they can prove a case. But this Child Protective Services, it seems like, is all the stories I ever see are negative towards what's going on. Now, I'll admit that news stories are man bites dog situation where, you know, things are unusual. But how many kids are really, really helped by this? I got to wonder.
Yeah, if the parents are harming the kid, why don't you bring the parents up on charges instead of just snatching the kid out of their house? Wouldn't that make sense? I mean, isn't that that's what we've seen, Mark? We've seen the stories where the CPS comes, they get an allegation from a neighbor or somebody like that, and they come in and they snatch the kid out. And then the parents are required to go to court and spend who knows how many thousands of dollars to beg and cajole to get their kids back. But if their parents are doing something wrong, then they should be brought up on a charge for that if there's some evidence of it, instead of just some allegation from an angry neighbor. I mean, there have been so many tragic stories that with this current system that we have. It's just absolutely awful. I would say that in a free market situation, if you are pretty certain that a neighbor or somebody that you know is abusing their kids, then you should figure out a way to get those kids out of their hands, whether that be you taking the situation into your own hands and rescuing the kids, or hiring some private organization to do that very same thing and rescue those kids. And if it's true, then the kids will want to stay with you. If it's not, then you're going to find out right quick that you were wrong.
Well, I think that you'll probably find some kids that are abused that still want to go back to their parents. But as far as I'm concerned, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Stockholm Syndrome. I absolutely think that. But, you know, I think that it's a charge, and I think that in that particular instance that you should be innocent until proven guilty. By that person, you, I mean the parent of that child, should be innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, definitely doesn't work that way now.
If you think that it takes too long, then that is an indictment on our judicial system. It is not an indictment, against snatching kids out of their home.
Yeah.
The problem is we have an extraordinarily slow and, clogged up judicial system, mainly because, well, we incarcerate people that use drugs voluntarily and willingly.
Certainly a factor. Jason, your thoughts?
Well, what if in fact then you knew that the child was being abused, like there was pretty much no doubt about it?
Go get him. If you care that much,
that's
go get him.
That's what Ian suggests. I say, the cops should handle that.
Well, he was asking about a free market situation where you would.
Yes, he did say that.
It would be up to you then. Or hire somebody on who makes that their profession to rescue abused children. What's wrong with that idea?
I don't have a problem with it.
There you go. And, again, if it turns out that you were wrong, then you're going to be in some pretty deep S, in that the parent's probably going to bring you into arbitration or sue you in some way for snatching their kid from them. And the kid's going to say, yeah, I didn't want to leave. And there's no evidence. You've got no evidence. Well, then you're going to have to pay some sort of settlement. You're going to have to pay restitution to the parents for snatching their kid when they hadn't done anything wrong. So I think that the burden of proof would be much higher for, in the free market situation. You really would have to have a case. Otherwise, it wouldn't stand up in arbitration. And again, if the kids were being abused, then they're going to testify in your favor. And that'll be the end of the case right there. If the kid says, I want out, then that's it. Case closed. So I think that in the absence of the government situation, these cases would resolve themselves in a much more efficient manner. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
Well, I can see that people, it seems distasteful, the idea of telling people, well, if you want to kidnap, if you think that kids are being abused, you should go ahead and kidnap them. But I can see your point that, in fact, that's what we tell the government to do.
Mm-hmm.
We tell the government to go in and kidnap them and then absolve the bureaucrats that do the kidnapping of any responsibility for what they do. These caseworkers in these instances, they are not responsible for anything bad that happens to these children.
It's true.
They can, this kid, this autistic kid, He's been put in a mental institution. He's been given drugs that he reacts poorly to. They could poison him. He could very well be raped or brutalized by one of the inmates in there. He could be brutalized by the staff. Anything could happen. And I'll tell you, we've had story after story after story where it does happen. I know that there are problems. I know there are problems in dealing with parents that don't take care of their kids in the manner that you would take care of them. But I to me, I think it should be left in the hands of the police, and people should be innocent until proven guilty, and I think that that is a great first step.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Talk to Dennis in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Dennis.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you guys are such, you just exaggerate everything.
How so?
Well, you keep talking about the babies on the shrine, and
yeah,
you're just barely grammatically correct. You know how many there are?
There are two.
People there?
There are two, but I have another one. Someone else has submitted their baby.
Oh my God,
and actually,
three out of 80.
Yeah.
Is it 80?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, almost.
Almost 80 shrine female listeners?
I estimated, Mark. I just
wondered.
I
just wondered. It's probably, it could very well be more.
Right now, the poll is about 50-50. Right now, it's pretty undecided as to what the listeners think about this, as to whether or not we should ban babies from the shrine. Now, that would be only solo pictures of babies. If you, wanted to, the mother, for instance, wanted to hold her baby or appear in the same picture as the baby, that'd be fine, because then it would be an adult, someone who is capable of listening to the show, validating with their baby. But what were your thoughts, Dennis?
One of the coolest pictures in the shrine is a close-up of a baby's face and what's next to him, an iPod with a date on the little thing. It's perfect. So, you know...
Ian's taking his interests and applying it to the Shrine of Female Listeners. All he cares to see is young women that have Free Talk Live in front of them, written in lipstick across their boobs. Right?
You know,
like, that's what
you know
he wants to see.
How much money marketers would pay to have their brand on next to some nice little baby's face?
Right? And this is the thing, is who do you think spends the money? The girls with lipstick written on their boobs or the moms? I mean, those are the women that control the purse strings of America, is the mother.
There's a picture there with a mom and her baby. I have no
That's
objection.
That's a toddler.
Whatever.
Yeah. Hey, there's a difference when one can walk around, let me tell you.
All right, Dennis. Anything else?
That's that.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Just enough time for Paul in California on the Amp Line. Paul, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I like the way Mark is always the sales guy. Yeah, you're right. You always got to figure out where the
hey,
market is.
Do me a favor, Paul. Back off your phone like half an inch.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've got this handset thing, which apparently has really loud.
All right, go ahead. You were saying Mark's a sales guy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was about to come out against the babies, but I suddenly realized, yeah, but wait a minute. It might be economically feasible to have them on there. So go for it, Mark. I think you're right.
I've converted them.
Anyway, it's all about the free market. It's all about the profit. Anyway, I called in about the show you did a couple of days ago with this guy with this website, TimeCube.
Gene Ray, crazy old man with the most longest, rambling, insane website of all time, TimeCube.com.
Oh, that's without a doubt. But I was kind of struck by the tragedy of this young man in Australia. I don't know if you've spent much time on his website, but he has done an amazing amount of work doing videos and graphics and stuff. And the man just trashed him, and he committed suicide. Now,
well, we don't know why he committed suicide. His last post, you're talking about the follower of Gene Ray, who was arguably even more insane than Gene Ray himself.
You could probably make a good case for that.
Right.
He was very creative, though.
Oh, no doubt. The website is very interesting, and his videos where he interviews Gene are somewhat entertaining, though a little long and overdone rambling. But if you look at his posts, he says in a few posts before he killed himself that he converted to Christianity and had rejected Gene Ray's cubism. So who knows what was going through his head at that time. Maybe he thought he was Jesus. I don't know, but we're out of time, dude. Thanks for the call. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We will return tomorrow night for the live Saturday show. Join us then online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.